Hello, my name is Emma Katz. Welcome to Torati Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today, we'll be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Kuf Mem Aleph, Psalm 141. This is a shorter psalm that is only 10 psukim, but still jam-packed. This mizmor can be broken down into two sections, with an introduction in the first two psukim. So let's delve into each one of these sections. The first two psukim, again, are an introduction. However, this introduction leads us into the mizmor with a sense of desperation and almost urgency. The mizmor begins, Mizmor le David, Hashem karaticha chushali, ha'azina kuli bekarati lach. Psalm of David, I call you, O Lord, hasten to me, give ear to my cry when I call you. Tikon tfilati ketorat lefanecha, Mas eat kapai minchat erev. Take my prayer as an offering of incense, my upraised hands as an evening sacrifice. Even from these first two introductory psukim, we can see that the Mishorer is in a time of need, that the Mishorer is calling out almost desperately for God to listen and to fulfill his prayers. Why is this language used, tikkun ketorah? What is the Mishorer talking about there? The Midrash in Tehillim says, tikkun tefilati, mahu tikkun tefilati, kach amar David, riboni kishahaya bis hamigdash hayinu, machtirim lefanecha ketorah. When we had the Bis HaMikdash, we used to bring before you the Ketoret. Achshav, ein lanu mizbeach velo kohen gadol, tekabel tfilati v'tikra harakia v'tichnas tfilati. David says, at this time, and again, we can remember that at David HaMelech's time, they did not yet have the Bis HaMikdash. And during our time, we do not currently have the Bis HaMikdash, and therefore we are in the same camp. David HaMelech says, when we do not have the Bis HaMikdash, and there is not the easily accessible way of communicating with God through the Karbanot, through the Ketoret, please God, allow the Rakia, allow the skies to open up and allow our tefillot to penetrate just like the Ketoret did. Now we move into the first actual section of the Mizmor, which is Psukim Gimel through Zion 3 through 7. In these psukim, there is a request for protection from the seductions of evildoers, that the evildoers not only do negative things, but they lay out these seductions in order to bring you to participate in their actions. It says in Pasuk Gimel, Shita Hashem Shemira Lefi Nitzra Al Dal Sfatai, O Lord, set a guard over my mouth, a watchdoor over my lips. Why are the lips compared to a door? The Radak states, Dal Sfatai Kemo Delet, like a door. V'nikra'u Sfatayim Delet Lefi Shehim Niftachot V'niskarot. They compare the lips to a door because they open and close. V'ra'oi L'mishahu Nachon La'asot Sfatav Kadelet Shehu Nefet V'niskar L'tzorach Kein Lo Yiftachu Sfatav Ela L'tzorach. And the Radak says that this mizmor is alluding to the fact that it is proper to treat your mouth like a doorway, that you wouldn't just open a doorway for no purpose. So too, your mouth should only be opened for a purpose. So when David HaMelech is saying here, Shamra lefi nitzra al dal tzvatai, please God, set a guard over my mouth, a watch at the door over my lips. He is saying, God, I am trying to make my mouth like a doorway. I only want to open it for a purpose, and therefore don't allow me to fall to the ways of the evildoers who are convincing me to speak negatively or to act negatively. We continue in Pasuk Dalid, Al tat libi ledavara lehit olel olelot beresha, et ishim poalei aven ubal elachem biman mayhem. Let my turn not to evil things, to practice deeds of wickedness with the men who are evildoers. Let me not feast on their dainties. I do not want to sit with these evil people. I do not want to eat with these evil people. Please do not allow what they set out to bring me in to appeal to me. The Radak comments again here, Al Tat. Hine titpalal al motzei svatav ve'atam itpalal al haliv. Previously, the Mishorer was davening about what would come out of his mouth, and now he is davening not only about what would emerge, but what is actually found in his heart. Kemoshu huata nachon, kein yiyeh la'olam. Right now, the Mishorer is saying that I have the proper intentions in my heart. Please allow Hashem that this should continue. V'lo yichlu po'alei aven lehat'o. At this point, their negative actions do not make an impact on him. V'amar al tat ki im lo ya'azruhu lahachin levavo, harehu ki ilu mita libo. Right now, his heart is on the straight and narrow. His intentions are correct. The actions and the appeal of the evildoers does not appeal to him. And this is a plea to God to maintain that state, to keep his heart in a way that it is on the straight and narrow, that he is following God and is not seduced by the acts of the Rishayim. Yahalmeni tzadik chased v'yochachi, chini shemen rosh, al yinei roshi, ki od v'tit v'tfilati b'ru'otehem. Let the righteous man strike me in loyalty, let him reprove me. Let my head not refuse such choice oil, my prayers are still against their evil deeds. He says, right now I pray against their evil, let me continue to do so. And now we're in Pasuk Vav. Nish mitu bide sela svatehem v'shamu emri ki na'amu. May their judges slip on the rock, but let my words be heard, for they are sweet. And lastly, we conclude this section in Pasuk Zion. Kimo paleach ubokeya ba'aretz nifzeru atzmenu lefi she'ol. And when the earth is cleft and broken up, our bones are scattered at the mouth of she'ol. We are scattered about if we follow in their ways. If their judges, they will slip on the rocks, their bone will be scattered, but let my words be heard. I do not want to turn out like them. Then the Mizmor concludes in the second section, which is comprised of Psukim 8 through 10, Chet through Yud. And these Psukim are a request to be saved from the traps of the evildoers. The first section was the plea to not be seduced by the seductions of the evildoers. And these last two Psukim are to be saved by the trap from the traps of the evildoers. In Pasuk Chet, Ki lecha Hashem Adonai, inai b'cha chasiti al ta'ar nafshi. My eyes are fixed upon you, O God, my Lord. I seek refuge in you. Do not put me in jeopardy. Shomrini midei pach yikshuli u'mikshot po'alei aven. Keep me from the trap laid for me and from the snares of evildoers. Yiplu Merk mochav rishaim yachad anochi al evor. Let the wicked fall into their net while I come through. So again, this conclusion is asking even more dramatically, Hashem, they have not only attempted to seduce me to join in their ways, but they have laid traps for me. Please do not allow me to fall into these traps. The question can be asked, what is the relationship between these two sections, between Psukim Gimel through Zion and Psukim Chet through Yud? There are two answers given. Either one can look at the Mizmor that the traps are the seduction, that one leads into another. The seduction is meant to bring you to the traps. So the Mishorer is asking that throughout the process he be protected by God, whether they're still at the point of seduction or whether he has actually approached the traps, he should still be able to be saved by God. Or one can look at it in another way, that oftentimes we are in situations where there is the initial request for us to do something that is not what we wish to do. That the Rishaim lay out these seductions and these traps to bring us to do something wrong. And then, once we deny their request, once we refuse to participate in their actions, they then double their appeals on us, and they now make fun of us. They mock us for our decision to stand up to them. And that is the second trap, that at first it is just requesting that we act in their ways, but then once we have denied to act in their ways, they come back at us and they mock us, and that can draw people into the ways of the Rishaim as well. That once people feel hurt and put down by standing up for their principles, they may then, at that point, come to question their principles. So you can either say that the first section leads into the second section, or that they are two separate stages in the plans of the evildoers. Just to recap, this mizmor is a mizmor that is one that begins with desperation and urgency. That the Mishorer is calling out to Hashem and saying, please save me, I do not want to participate in the ways of the evildoers. Whether it is that they are seducing me to act like them, or whether it is traps that they have laid out to ensnare me. Either way, I want to call out to Hashem. I need Hashem's assistance in order that I will not fall into these traps. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmat, Malka Esther, Bat Tzvi Yosef.